This is what I'm listening to, and the reason why I am listening to this is because when I watched the Queen's Jubilee, a couple days later, I was introduced to Mm-mm. I'm going to call her Mm-mm because there's another babysitter, person and that was in my the life.
You never even had to ask me intrinsically. Well,
it's weird because when I heard the name, I would instantly think of this other woman. Well, she's a PT manager, physical therapist manager at a healthcare system. And so her name reminded me of the other woman, and the other woman I'm triggering
when
from.
And I started triggering from Mm-mm,
this one. Why? She reminded me of that.
23 steps to open a door was my very first poem. It's in my head from the beginning, so let's get it out now. One time only. That's how this works. It's Japanese rituals.
Best and the worst. Ew, they're worse because they're trying to attach Asian culture. Oh, I just have a fascination with Asian culture.
Oh, really? Tell me something you like about Asian culture.
Go. And, like, there's nothing. What? Nobody's ever asked you, well, what is it about Asian culture that you like? Culture.
I talked to someone today and explained how I transferred.
Reduce
I
work.
Do it.
Power animal.
And if you know it,
it's okay.
You must know the story.
You know, but you should know. I'm doing the methodology live. If I wasn't going to do it live, nobody would need to know. Okay? We're keeping our goddamn memories. Thank you.
No, thank you. And I mean it.
Hey, Siri, rewind 20 seconds.
My heart to me. Good. It's not what you signed up for. Sorry you went through that. Good. Now, thank you. Bottom of my heart, and I mean it. Thank you for fighting back, protecting this place, protecting my family. I'll never forget it.
All right, I guess he's really not listening. So everything has brown now. We're going to use the color brown to drown out. Ooh, what are we drowning out? Janet Prowl, for one. Ow, meow. These words. Ow. I said ow. 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 A lot. Can you make your voice a little upbeater, happier? You're triggering this audio thing. I'm like, huh? What do you mean? And that's it. I'm sorry, but these people want you to talk to them like you would a pet or a small child.
Excuse me? What the fuck are you asking me to do?
But at the time, I'm like, okay, me of course. Writing through the voice of the people I advocated for. So all their stories are mixed into a bunch of little ones, and then I'm going to never identify them, but this is really a thank you. So if you hear yourself in my stories, maybe the first thing to recognize is, wait, am I saying thank you or fuck you? If I'm saying you, it's because you know the last conversation, because no, I do everything the same. You want to deal with this, you deal with me I'll deal with you individually, but also personally, because I know exactly the last thing we talked about. And when you ghosted me, and that's what the word is,
all right,
I know what the word is, so now people know what I'm talking about. It's the same feeling. I didn't get what that was. I don't hang out with that stuff. I get a feeling from the get-go, and all this traumatic brain injury concussion has done is made me relive something I never thought I had to, because it was over, and now it's re-begun. So the word re is a prefix, because I taught literacy and how to read. So yeah, I'm not your babysitter, and that was the point. Basically, I knew this is your mental health and the abuse, neglect and abuse of a child that can't feed and drink themselves. Weirdly, I've had that experience. How? Well, that's how I'll explain these brain drains. So my personal story
you
will
have
be
in
your
poetry.
Life experience.
You'll have to
dissect
and
explicate
it.
Whatever it is you're meant to.
Because we're different.
Experience being a Chicago public school teacher for 12 years.
Potentially with families up to five.
I did K through four.
All right, well, there's his name. I'm not sure if I can say anything else, except I'm going to have to write it.
Oops, wait a minute.
There's his name. I'm not supposed to show you it. The first step is to write it in a bunch of places, because then you're going to have to type it, and typing's the hardest part. Just like with a police report, when survivor victims have asked me in the ER, do I have to make a police report? And I say, I don't know, I haven't done it, but not bad to have a paper trail. You don't know how many times this has happened. If you know the person, if you're willing to take that step. And they say, can you be with me? And I said, I can't be with you in the police interview. I can be with you in the judicial system, and I can obviously help you find those resources that can be with you. Lastly, I put this on a postcard because I like to tell my clients, hey, if I can promise you, you can put your trauma away on a postcard. Not a post-it note, that's way too small, but a postcard. Would you give me a chance? Because you can learn to write better. And if you can learn to write concisely and succinctly, then yes, you can remove trauma anytime it pops up. That's it. As long as you know you can remove it, then who cares if it exists? That's what I try to convince them. Stay here one more day with me. I'll meet you here tomorrow at the same time. We can talk about this some more if you'd like. And guess what? They will do that because, I don't know, I guess they want to follow up with me just as much as I want. I'm hoping that they will choose to stay. And that's the only question. Do I stay here or do I go? And we're talking about suicide now.
Thank you.
Rod's sister's cat.
think that's a lie.
My version of marriage counseling is drinking Jack Daniels, shooting some guns, and hanging out. This universal peg for every hole is always my problem with the left right now. There is not a, every American is different. Every American does things in a different way. I don't know. You also believe in staffing a White House.
This one on the right.
Traumatic brain injury, neuropathy, and I'm done talking about these injuries.
You came out against circumcision.
This is as broken up and yet obviously clearly as possible as I can make it. I'm not going to lose my name, which I'm not going to share because that's not
I'm not
safe.
Losing my name just to protect theirs. Sorry. And the opportunity to deal with it privately is gone. Sorry, you effed up. So if you get the call, just respond. Sometimes that person just needs to hear a, I'm sorry you've been in it if you don't mean it. Sometimes they need to hear a validation like, oh my God, that happened. I don't even remember. When did this happen? And again, I'm so sorry. Don't forget, this person modeled the most amazing apology ever. And so we're going to keep the apology and remove everything else.
Custody in less than a year after she was held in a Customs and Border Patrol.
In life, your experience is everything. And I'm stuck in a spot because there's noise in the background I hear. I'm not sure where it's coming from. Stereo. The stereo thing isn't working right now, so it's just everywhere, meaning I can pinpoint where it's coming from. Why we're going to use the amazing abilities of animals. I'm going to find the best animals who can describe what this feels like, because they exist, and anything that exists I will use to help my students with special needs. Why?
And forcefully incarcerated in prison camps across the country. We're here today to protest the repetition of history.
Because they already get nothing. They get nothing. So why not try to give them everything? I have a connection to kids with special needs. Experience. And my experience at age 11 was being taken to a mental institution.
Hey, people are different.
And you have to treat people differently when they need to be treated differently.
And I've never forgotten that.
So early exposure to pain and suffering is okay. Because a lot of people would say, why does she go to all these funerals?
How can you expose her to that?
And I remember both my parents saying, well, what's the big deal? This is life.
I have to say, yeah, I agree.
In families, you often hear about parents.
A couple life lessons.
Who's doing a better job?
Oh my goodness, judgmental stuff.
All right, again.
This is brought to you by
my face. That's funny. This is brought to you by the person who took away my face and then gave it back to me. I know it's kind of strange, but when you make fun of race, just reconsider the aftermath, because that person might actually be able to figure out what the heck just happened. Thanks. And can a person that you've never met or talked to before end trauma? Yes, because somebody took the complaint and the way they responded absolutely ended trauma. My body literally feels different because of validating the experience, apologizing for the experience, thanking me for sharing the experience, and finally letting me know how they're going to follow up, encouraging me to write that letter.
And also,
well, the words were, I already surmised who this was. So I said, oh, you did? But do you want to say the name anyway? And I said, yeah, I think I have to say it. And I did. And it should make it easier to write in that letter. Because when my body makes a fist like this, I thought it was because of the students. I thought, oh no, I'm becoming my students all angry and self-harming. Little fists. What am I going to do about this? Not realizing, no, you know what it is? All you need to do with nerve pain is have something in your hand. This really helps a lot. So as I'm walking throughout England, on my way to Scotland, I was holding an iPod in one hand,
and my phone in the other to take photos.
To remind myself, where am I? Because I would take the photo, and then I could go backwards and find out where I went.
It's almost like Hansel and Gretel, except not using breadcrumbs.
Using technology.
And also, somebody who couldn't go into the places I was visiting because of the entire village being anti-disability because it's so old. They said, would you take photos so I can see everything you see? And I was so motivated.
Absolutely. And that's why helping others can help yourself. All right. So if you do have nerve pain, one suggestion is using, well, for me, it's teacups, but warm. You need to give the body different sensations to kind of mix it up. And like I said, there's this background noise. I gotta get out of here. Okay, so we walk away from the noise, and that's what you have to do. You have to force your body to move away from the situation that's creating it. And yet at the same time, background noise is really helpful when you're dealing with auditory processing disorders. Whatever that means to you, I will give you all the strategies that I use with my students to help. The first one being, just repeat what you just said. Excuse me, can you repeat that? Did you know that some teachers don't want to do that because they want the student to sort of
you know, be responsible, all grown up. And I'm like, actually, they probably didn't hear you. Your classroom is really loud. I can barely hear anything in this space.
So let's first of all figure out,
are you a learner that needs noise or no noise? Do you even know what I'm asking? You got to know yourself. And if you know yourself, you won't lose yourself no matter what type of violence pops up. Thank you.
This should not happen.
I'm so bewildered.
They just seem really boring. I know they're supposed to be scary, which isn't boring, but it's like they're not doing anything. You're just
the key. The rock and roll.
Turn over.